Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete. Another touchdown.
Cougar Sports Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports. KSL
Sports. Left wing for three.
He got it again.
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, Cougar Nation. Welcome on in to another edition of Cougar Sports Saturday, the final edition of March. Feels like we're kind of heading into the offseason now as BYU spring football wraps up later today. We'll be getting content and coverage from that up on KSLSports.com. BYU basketball, of course, already in the thick of the off season, so we got so much to get to. And also BYU Pro Day, or excuse me, Big 12 Pro Day, as 11 BYU football players are in Frisco, Texas, going for the first ever conference-wide Pro Day. I'm Mitch Harper, joined as always with Matt Biamonte. We hold it down here on Cougar Sports Saturday. We got a loaded show today, Matt.
Loaded with interviews for you, Cougar Nation. We've been grinding down in Provo for the past 6 weeks as BYU football has got ready for a big season, and we've interviewed a lot of different players, a lot of different coaches, and if you've missed any of those interviews, we're going to give you a lot of interviews today. So, great. This is one of those shows where I think you just let it play, whether you're doing yard work or you're doing any Easter preparations, and get primed for this football season coming up in the fall.
And let's put a bow on spring ball and right now in the leadoff.
The leadoff. A look at the stories making headlines right now. It's time for the leadoff on Cougar Sports Saturday.
As we noted, BYU wraps up spring practice today, practice number 15. Still no official announcement on who's going to be quarterback number one. All eyes continue to remain on that position. And so many questions about this BYU football team heading into 2024 as they're coming off a 5-7 campaign a year ago. After what we've observed from spring practices, Matt, what do you feel like you've learned about this BYU football team as they inch closer to the season opener just now, you know, 5 months from today, they'll be taking on Southern Illinois?
Yeah, that's a great question, Mitch. I think it's important to note we don't get to see all the practices, right? We get limited availability, so there might be some storylines that we weren't privy to. But from what we've seen, Mitch, here's one thing I do know for sure. This defense will be improved. I've been really impressed with the depth at linebacker. The defensive line looks better. Jack Kelly, the transfer from Weber State, he's got rave reviews, as has Tyler Batty, Zay Bagna, John Nelson, to name a few on the defensive line. And at safety, there's a lot of options. Defensive back, there's some holes, but you've got Jacob Robinson there as well, which helped things a lot. So I'm feeling really good about the defense. Offensively, I don't know what to make. It's hard to say, based off what I saw, Mitch, that this offense is going to be much improved from last year. Now, that could very well happen if the run game materializes, because we've heard Aaron Roderick talk about it ad nauseum this spring. The most important thing, the run game, the run game. Well, if they have a good run game, that's going to make the quarterback's job a lot easier, and then the offense would be improved. That's not out of the realm of possibility. I just haven't seen enough in spring ball to feel like, oh yeah, the offense is taking a huge step forward. They might, but I haven't seen it yet. But I have seen the defense look better, and I'm excited about the defense, Mitch.
Defense. My bold prediction is they're going to be top four in the Big 12. I think they're going to be an excellent group this year. And to your point, I think the pass rush will be improved. And I think what helps that cause is a healthy John Nelson in the middle. Tyler Batty, Zay Bagna feel like they're taking steps forward. Ephraim Asiana has been banged up the past, you know, week and a half. He's dealing with he's got a boot on his, one of his feet. So that's something to monitor heading into the offseason. But I think there's more options. And then you add Sonny Tuala in the summertime. This is going to be a better defensive line. The linebackers, I think, are also very interesting. You mentioned Jack Kelly. You know, I'm kind of intrigued. I got up on KSLSports.com right now. You can go check it out. My post-spring offensive depth chart projected for BYU in 2024. I'll release the defense tomorrow on Sunday. But on the defensive side, linebacker, I've got it looking like Sam linebacker on the strong side, Jack Kelly. The weak side, I've got Isaiah Glasker taking that starting spot. And then in the max linebacker, Ben Bywater returns, but he's still working his way back from injury. The good news is they've got depth. They've got Harrison Taggart, who's done really well in spring ball. Siali Asera's been sidelined due to an injury this spring, but he'll be a good one for BYU. Ace Kafusi could play at Mac linebacker as well. I like the options at linebacker. Secondary, I think, has got to sort itself out a little bit. I think there's still some jockeying for positions there. But I just think that I trust Jay Hill, too. I think he's got a command and a good feel for what he needs, what he's identified as the strengths of this team. And he's going to, you know, cater this defense to that. They're going to play a lot of nickel again this year. And you could see, you know, Micah Harper lining up in that nickel spot. We've seen, you know, at times, Koa Eldridge, Preston Rex earlier on in spring ball, but both of them got banged up. Talon Alfrey's played a little bit of that nickel as well. But I trust this defense. I feel like they're going to take a big leap forward. Offense, though, I'm with you. I come out of spring, and I just feel like this quarterback position is not to the standard of what BYU quarterback play should be. And I think that, you know, BYU quarterbacks, maybe I'm romanticizing the past, but I've witnessed in our time since doing this show, since 2019, we've watched NFL quarterbacks. We know, you and I and people that follow BYU football, we know what an NFL quarterback looks like. I don't see anyone that looks like that right now in the program. And you could say, well, as long as they're a good college quarterback, that's fine. But if you want to get back to respectability and get back to a bowl game, it concerns me when you don't have much star power at the most critical position. And that's where I kind of currently sit with the offense right now, because I just feel like that position is so vital to everything and how the whole program operates in a way. So they got to get that right. But I do give the early edge coming out of spring to Jake Retzlaff between him and Bohannon.
Yeah, it makes the most logical sense if you think about it too, Mitch. He has the most time in the offense. He understands the offense the best. And he's the healthiest. There's no significant injuries that are plaguing him as well. Now, Gary Bohannon, in the last practice we saw earlier in the week, he had a nice deep ball. And look, every time we go to practice, we have a great deep dive breakdown on social media, Instagram, X, formerly Twitter. Highly recommend following KSO Sports, Mitch_Harper, myself, Biamonte Matt. We noted Gary Bohannon had a nice deep ball. It looked like a show. You know, that's one pass, though. Is that going to hold up over the entire season? It's hard to say. And the thing that is so interesting about this quarterback position, Mitch, tell me what you think of this. I feel like the variance for Jake Retzlaff could be all the way from, I mean, it could be James Lark level, where it doesn't practice well, and then the few games he played in, he looked great, and he saved that bowl game against San Diego State. Even though the offense was bad in that game, I don't think they win it if James Lark doesn't come in. And then the variance from that, though, could fall all the way down to what the Tanner Mangum quarterback room in 2017, where you're like, we don't know where to go. We got Coy Detmer Jr. We got Joe Critchlow. Not a lot of production, not a lot of consistency. Like, it could swing anywhere in there. And so for me, I just told myself after the last practice, Mitch, there's nothing here in practice that is going to convince me that this offense is going to be good. I'm optimistic that they could be. Maybe there's ballers on game day, but I'm not going to be able to have a true evaluation of this offense until the first game is played. And after that, I'll be able to say, oh yeah, they've taken a step forward. There's optimism for a bowl game. Or we might say, uh-oh, this is a little bit of what we saw throughout open availability, and there's real concerns about getting back to a bowl.
I'm with you, and I think that, you know, it's critical to get out of the gates 5 months from now against Southern Illinois and have a big performance offensively. You can't go through, you know, 21-3 and feel, okay, you know, they'll get better in week two. No, you better hit the ground running in that game. And Southern Illinois, unlike most FCS teams BYU has faced in their independence era, or at least during the Kalani Sitake era, they've been kind of just deadbeat, you know, like just afterthought teams that don't contend for FCS playoff bids. Southern Illinois, to their credit, has been at times an FCS playoff team. So I think that BYU better be good out of the gate, really good, or else, you know, guys like Retzlaff or Bohannon or whoever takes that first snap, people are going to be saying, on to the next guy. And I feel like there should be very little patience. Like, you have to have, to me, three, maybe four guys in this quarterback unit, if you're Aaron Roderick, that you feel like you can turn to in a game. I'm starting to feel like they maybe have three with Treyson Bourget, what we've seen from him, the Western Michigan transfer. I think he's looked pretty good, but I still think he's, third quarterback. He's a preferred walk-on for a reason. But, I just think that position, it's surprising to me, Matt, that they're in this predicament where they're just kind of hoping to develop and get the most out of Retzlaff. And look, I think Retzlaff against Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, he gave you glimpses of his ability, but it's just there were costly mistakes, and there's been times in spring ball where there's been some low passes and inaccurate passes. You go, this is spring ball. This is where you're not getting hit. What's this going to look like when someone's barreling down your backside and you're got to get that thing off? So I'm waiting and seeing, and I think Cougar fans can appreciate that. I don't think this fan base right now wants to hear all sunshines and rainbows about this program. I think Cougar fans, and I know there's this narrative out there that, BYU fans, they live in a bubble and they think there's just every year they're going to win the national title. They got unrealistic expectations. You're not talking to BYU fans, folks, if you still have that narrative, because I think Cougar fans are very skeptical of this team right now, and for good reason. And look, we're skeptical right now of this offense. We got to wait and see, and I think we'll get more answers 5 months from now when they take on the Southern Illinois Salukis as they come out of spring practices today. We're taking our first time out. On the other side, we'll get to more interviews that we've had through spring ball. Chase Roberts, Justin Anna, John Nielsen coming up in hour number one. We'll also have the top five a little bit later today, your favorite segment of the show. So taking our first time out here on Cougar Sports Saturday, and it's powered by KSL Sports.